All right, welcome back to Talking Baseball. And as everyone knows, when spring training broke, the team left for Seattle, and the other part of the team went to Sacramento and now is playing in the alternate site. And they're just starting to play games against the Oakland A's. And who do I call to find out what's going on? He's got the best eyes in baseball. He's the play-by-play announcer for the TV side as well as the radio side for the Sacramento River Cats. Welcome in, Johnny Daska. How you doing this morning, Johnny?
It is great to be with you.
It's right on, my friend. What a great day. Beautiful weather in the Bay Area. And you got to see some live baseball at Sutter Health Park this past week. Tell me your experience.
Yeah, it was great. I mean, first of all, it's the first live baseball we've had at that ballpark in about 600 days. So it had been a long time. And it was, you know, I mean, I didn't think I'd get emotional over a scrimmage. But I found myself that I was welling up. Like, we hadn't seen baseball in so long at that ballpark, and they have fans there. Fans were so excited to just see the game. At one point, it was silent, and this fan stood up and he said, "My name's Justin, and I love baseball." And everybody just broke up. People were just so happy to have baseball back at the ballpark, and I couldn't be happier. Just so nice to have the game back in Sutter Health Park. We're gonna rock and roll May 20th. Can't wait for the start of the Triple-A season. It's going to be fun.
Yeah, I tell you what, excitement all through the minor leagues. And, of course, there's some players in Sacramento, and you've seen some. You haven't seen a couple, and I'd like to get your insight on Alex Wood, who's rehabbing from a little lower back spine issue. Tell me your thoughts as he threw the other day.
Yeah, you know, Tree, he looked good. You know, I talked with Garvin Alston, about pitching coach, about it as well, and he said, you know, his fastball got up to 93 miles an hour. His breaking ball looked really sharp. And the key is he felt good. He felt good after the start. So, you know, I think 55, 60 pitches. But, you know, he looked good. Then Kazmir, he pitched as well. And he looked pretty solid. So, I mean, like, Tropiano pitched yesterday. They threw nine pitchers yesterday last.
Wow.
They threw nine pitchers. And, you know, the key this year with all the teams is going to be how much starting pitching depth do you have. And I think, you know, the Dodgers obviously have the most, but the Giants aren't too bad. I mean, they have some starting pitching depth, so that's going to be interesting to see as we get down the stretch.
Well, the offensive side has got one player down there. You have not seen him live until recently, and that's Helio Ramos. Just a great spring training that he had. Your thoughts on his defense as well as his offense?
Yeah, we saw him make a beautiful diving catch yesterday, and he's just not only, I mean, everybody knows about the bat, and he plays the game with such joy, and I hope, you know, Rivercat fans get a chance to see him all season. I hope he's down here for 2 or 3 months. I know Giant fans may want to take a look at him up there, but I just hope he gets a lot of reps down here, and when he goes up there, he's ready to dominate. But he has been a treat to watch so far, and I can't wait to see. I think we play the A's taxi squad like 12, 14 more times. So it's going to be fun to see. It's going to see a lot of that, but it's going to be fun to see what Ramos can do.
Now, a player that the Giants picked up from the Oakland A's off the waiver wire is Sky Bolt, and he is also in Sacramento. Give us a scouting report on him, because no one in the Giants in spring training got to see him unless they played him in with the Oakland A's. But tell us your thoughts on him. I know you and I saw him a couple years ago in Las Vegas, as well as a couple other places when he came into Sacramento. Tell me your ideal position for Sky Bolt in the outfield, and what kind of arm does he have? What kind of defensive skills?
Good defensive player. He can hit. I mean, he's hit everywhere he's gone, and he's a guy that, like, got to the big leagues in 2019. He got called up, and they made the fifth. He went 1-for-10 in limited time with the A's. We got to see him. He did a lot of damage against the Rivercats as a member of the Las Vegas Aviators. I remember that. You saw it as well. But, you know, he's a good player. It's going to be interesting to see, you know, again, that outfield depth is going to help as well. And, he's a solid player, and he was very happy to come over here from the Athletics. And I think Giant fans are going to like what they see in this guy. He's 27 years old. He didn't play last year because of the pandemic. But I think, you know, give him some at-bats in the minor leagues and give him a chance up there. He'll do well.
Johnny, overall, what you saw, good defense, good offense, good pitching, sound players down there. Overall view of your intake on what you're seeing in this alternate site.
Yeah, you know, granted, it's just been a couple games. We've had a couple scrimmages, and we're going to play them a lot more. But yeah, I mean, again, I think the Giants have, they have some depth, and, you know, it'll be interesting to see what happens down the stretch. But, you know, I think this is the year, as you and I talked about before, that teams with the most depth, this year is going to test the depths of all these minor league systems. And I think, you know, the more depth you have, obviously this year especially is going to make the difference. And I think the Giants, so far we've seen, have a lot of depth. You got a lot of guys that with a lot of experience that are going to go up there and contribute at some point with the big club. So I'm excited. We have 3 games a week up until when the season starts. So I'll have more to report soon about this team.
Well, Johnny Dasko, you are our eyes in Sacramento here on KNBR talking baseball. And once again, thank you for your insight. And we're going to continue to bother you on our Saturday and Sunday shows to keep getting the insight to our fans. And can't wait to see you, my friend, and stay safe.
Thanks, Tree. Anytime.
All right. That was Johnny Dasko. He's the play-by-play announcer on the TV and radio side for the Sacramento RiverCats. And we're going to be right back with Robbie Thompson on Talkin' Baseball on 104.5 680 KNBR, the sports leader. We'll be right back.